podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Hey, everybody, welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you on a Saturday morning talking all things Panthers hockey. And what a Saturday morning it is, because we're kicking off the Stanley Cup Final tonight. It's going to be an 8 o'clock Eastern time start. Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights from Vegas, 8 Eastern, 7 o'clock. We start our extended pregame coverage on 560 WQAM. You can pick up the network pregame at 7:30, so we'll have you covered all kinds of different places, whether you're listening on 560 WQAM, whether you're tuned in on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, whether you're listening on 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Sirius XM, the NHL app, so many different places to tune in to Panthers hockey. And, of course, we welcome you in this evening. We'd love to have you on board for that. Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights Stanley Cup Final starts tonight. Watch party at FLA Live Arena presented by Funky Buddha. You can get there with the doors opening at 6:30. So check that out as well if you're looking for a place to watch the game with a bunch of other Panthers fans. Again, Doug Plagans here with you on a Saturday morning talking all things Panthers hockey on the Panthers Insider Show. And my guest this segment, something we don't normally do. We don't usually open the show with a guest, but opening the show with a guest today, the radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, my longtime friend going back to the American Hockey League, Dan Duva, kind enough to stop by and help me open the show here on a Saturday morning. How's it feel to be here, sir?
Oh, funky. I just like funky.
Funky Buddha Brewery, proud partner.
It's great. I'd like to go, maybe on one of the days between games. Can you imagine it? Doug, we have been doing this in one way, shape, or form in the same league back to the ECHL.
Mm-hmm.
Idaho and Trenton. And the weird thing was, we never met each other in person back then.
Not a lot of interconference play.
No. And then in the American League. And yeah, was it that long ago? The All-Star game in Utica? Gee whiz. Boy, that is really something. Time flies.
If someone had told us at the 2015 AHL All-Star Game, for the folks tuned in out there, Dan and I shared the radio booth at the 2015 AHL All-Star Game. I can't remember who started. One of us did play-by-play. The other did the color commentary. And halfway through the game at the media timeout, we just had an agreement. We're going to switch roles on the spot. And that's how that went. If somebody had told us then that in 8 years you guys are going to be in the same press box at the Stanley Cup Final, what do you think we would have said?
I'll buy you a drink.
or somebody would have said, you guys are going to be in the same press box at the Stanley Cup Final. Would have said, who do we know to get in there?
Yeah, really. I don't even remember who won the game, let alone who handed off the play-by-play duties to the other. I remember being there and having a terrific time in a cool old barn in Utica, which had only been recently updated a little bit. If you look at Slapshot, the film, and you see the scenes there from the late 70s, it didn't look all that different. They've upgraded it a little bit since then. But great experience in the minor leagues for broadcasters, for players, for coaches, it really does ground you. When you get to a moment like the Stanley Cup Final, you can't help but think about where you came from. And Bruce Cassidy was the first head coach of the Trenton Titans in the ECHL in 1999. And then you've got this great run for him, Washington Capitals, and then back through the minors, up with the Bruins, get to a cup final there. And when he talks about the young Golden Knights players who are now experiencing this for the first time, he'll often point back to, the Chicago Wolves, Knights affiliate in 2019, they got to the Calder Cup final. Like, all of that stuff really matters. Mm-hmm. So it is special for those of us who have marched up from the E to the A to the N.
And here we are. The Stanley Cup Final starting up here tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, folks. You can tune in. And Dan Duva, our guest here in the opening segment, helping us open up the show here today. And Dan, just looking at the matchup here from a broad scope, if you're just a fan watching, exciting matchup. You've got two teams both looking to win their first cup, two teams that have been great stories. You've got lots of star power on both sides. This is an exciting matchup here, and two teams that took some different routes to get there.
Indeed, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds for a lot of reasons, but partly how smart the head coaches are. Mm. Paul Maurice and Bruce Cassidy, I don't know if anybody's ever tried to do an IQ test of all the NHL head coaches. They say, like, if you could do the IQ test of all the presidents, John Quincy Adams, they project probably would have been the highest. I don't know if someone could try to accomplish that, but you would have to think Paul Maurice and Bruce Cassidy are a couple of the smartest coaches in the league. And, you know, a motivator like Maurice, Bruce can be just diabolical in how he breaks down the game. So much experience over so many years, and what adjustments they'll make. The little pep talks or those little things, how it all unfolds from game to game. So we might have all these ideas about, you know, here's how Florida has gotten to this point, how Vegas has gotten here to this point. But then over the course of the series, there's going to be some wonderful chess playing mm-hmm. between those two coaches. And I'll never forget Paul Maurice talking about the Golden Knights back in 2017 and paying a great compliment after Marc-Andre Fleury was injured in the fourth game, that the team had to congeal how to win without their all-star future Hall of Fame goalie. Fleury missed 2 months, but the Knights went on that tremendous run. There's a dad's trip to Dallas and Nashville. Gerard Gallant said was one of the turning points. Beat Tampa Bay here December 19th. Terrific game, and then beat the Kings right around Christmas, and the Knights were in first place and stayed that way. But Paul Maurice observed that it was because the team had to figure out how to play without Marc-Andre Fleury, it accelerated their growth and got into that point. It was a great observation then. And what do you know? The Golden Knights have had to shuffle through goaltenders once more. And then you look at the Florida Panthers, and you've got some of the best playoff goaltending in recorded history since the certain analytics have come out. Sergei Bobrovsky has just had an all-time run. So how it all unfolds, Doug, it's just going to be a joy to watch.
Dan Duva here with us, radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, and has been since day one, doing a great job here in Vegas. Coming to you live from Las Vegas. We sound like performers coming to you live from Las Vegas. But
fabulous Las Vegas.
Yes.
The sign says fabulous Las Vegas.
You can't forget that part of it. But you segued into the goaltending. That was where I was going to go after this, because you've got two teams that are both deep. You've got deep groups of defense that like to be active. You've got two really good head coaches involved. So when you look at the matchup, a lot of things even, but the goaltending matchup is very interesting because you've got a two-time Vezina Trophy winner who's been on an otherworldly run on the Panthers side. On the Vegas side, you've got a guy that, in Aiden Hill, that everybody always said just needed to get his opportunity, had really good numbers playing for Sharks and Coyotes teams that didn't win a whole lot in front of him, and he was thrust into duty in round two and seems to have just taken the ball and run with it. What can you say about what Aiden Hill's been able to do, because we're all going to be keeping an eye on him throughout the series?
Amazing how the Golden Knights net mining has unfolded over the last few years. Of course, Marc-Andre Fleury and then Robin Leonard, and you've got the sword through Fleury's back and all kinds of drama. Well, Fleury's moved on. Leonard has had his challenges on and off the ice. So those guys long since out of the picture. Lauren Brossois, who had been the number two last year, he has off-season surgery. So you're coming into this year with a new coach, a team that has a lot of potential, but huge goaltending question marks. Logan Thompson, a rookie who had been playing Canadian college hockey at one point before having a great run in the ECHL. Last year, Henderson, American League, got a taste of NHL games for the Golden Knights down the stretch. He ends up as an All-Star. He was, of course, in Sunrise for the All-Star game this year to represent the Golden Knights. And Aiden Hill was the number two. Aiden Hill had been acquired as insurance, really. The trade was August 29th. I mean, fourth-round pick from the San Jose Sharks after one season. They're not exactly a blockbuster. And, you know, the way things unfold, they have injuries to everybody. You know, they acquired Jonathan Quick, who was very good when they called upon him. Even Yuri Patera, who had been in the American League, he won a couple of games. First time ever that a team in the NHL had won four in a row with four different goalies winning each of the four games. That had never happened before. And Hill wasn't, you know, part of it. You have, you know, Hill coming back from the injury that, ironically, was suffered against the Florida Panthers in that loss, I think, 40 out of 42 on March 7th. And then, you know, missed a couple of months. And by the time he was ready to go and had one tune-up start in the American League, you know, he was, you know, down on the depth chart. Lauren Brossois had taken the reins. And it was interesting, Doug, because early on in the playoffs, Jonathan Quick was the backup to Brossois, even though Hill was healthy enough to have been. Sean Burke, Knights goalie coach, great goalie, of course, in his own right, knows Aiden Hill from previous stops and has been a great influence on him. But at some point, the thought was, hey, Jonathan Quick is a great influence on, say, Lauren Brossois to be there. But if we really need somebody, we want it to be Hill. Quick would be fine, but we want it to be Hill if somebody has to play. So as that postseason round wore on, they switched, and Hill became the backup, and Jonathan Quick was in the press box. And then there's 20-minute stretch where Hill comes on in relief of Brossois for a blowout loss. And then the game after that against the Oilers, you've got the injury to Brossois 10 minutes into the game. Hill comes in, and because he had played 20 minutes, he at least was at least able to knock some of the rust off, and of course was terrific. That's a long windup to saying that the Golden Knights have found ways to win in front of all of their goaltenders, and at each time, when each guy has had the stage, they've stolen the spotlight too. Brossois had done that. Quick had done that. Thompson had done that. Literally an all-star. But now Hill, with his first couple of shutouts as a Golden Knight coming in the same playoff round, it could be the best goaltending of the season for any of the five goalies who have played.
Dan Duva, radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, here with us, taking us behind enemy lines here a little bit on the Panthers Insider Show this morning as we get you set for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. And a lot of what you just said there, the success that various goaltenders have been able to have, you hear a lot of folks giving a lot of credit, well-deserved, to the Vegas Golden Knights defense. And it's a big group that does insulate goaltenders pretty well. They don't leave too much in the way of secondary opportunities out in front of the net. What can you say about how that group has made an impact as this season's gone along and what they've meant to just the overall driving of this Golden Knights team?
The group of six, and if you include Ben Hutton, the seven defensemen, it's been the same group for a couple of years now. Even if you go back to the 21 playoff run where the Knights lost to Montreal in the third round, the only difference there was Nick Holden was part of the group, and it was either Hague or Holden, third pair left side, and then obviously Holden was moved on to Ottawa. And so, as I mentioned, Ben Hutton is now that seventh defenseman. So it's not as though they changed anything there, but with a new head coach, Bruce Cassidy, also came a new assistant coach in John Stevens to run the defenseman. That's a shift. Ryan McGill had been the defenseman coach through the first 5 years, and he's now an assistant with the New Jersey Devils. I think that John Stevens, having been an NHL head coach with the Kings and with the Dallas staff as well, that experience, and then he and Bruce Cassidy didn't know each other really. That kind of fusion of ideas, systems to put in place, collapsing around the house. They are going to give up more shots. The shots allowed per game are higher than the Knights have ever had, but it's almost like giving a three-point shooter in basketball an open three. We don't think you can make it from out there, so you're going to have to beat us inside. And that's a similar mentality to how the Golden Knights have approached things. Now, once in a while, you'll see they can't get to the puck. They can't get that quick reload or a quick clear, and it leads to a sustained offensive zone possession for the attacking team. But it doesn't happen too often. When it does, watch out. But it just has happened less and less often. Bruce Cassidy has talked about the players buying into that system early, and as the season has gone along, the tendencies have become second nature. It's a group that has Alex Pietrangelo, a former Stanley Cup champion captain. He leads the way. You've got Alec Martinez, who scored an overtime goal to win a Stanley Cup. You know, those guys are coming up on 250 combined playoff games, if you put them together. There's a ton of experience there. Theodore and McNabb were here from the beginning, and then Whitecloud and Hague are homegrown players. It's a great group, and it's fun to watch because they are effective, and they work so well with the goaltender. That synergy has really allowed them to do so well. So it's fun to watch. Something in potential looked out because they didn't have to go like that when they got to the final in 2018. They tried to identify, you know, what do championship teams need and what do we not have? And, you know, Norris-caliber defensemen like Alex Pietrangelo was something they targeted, and that's what they did. And it took them a few years to bring one in, but they did. going into that 21 season.
Dan Duva, radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, kind enough to stop by here this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. Last thing before we let you get going here, Dan, as we size up game one that's coming up here tonight, the biggest X factor in this series, we talked about goaltending. These are two teams that love their lineup. They're playing well at the right time. They're both very well coached. Both teams love their five-on-five game. I know we're not breaking any ground here, but is this just going to come down to who the better goaltending and who stays out of the box?
It might. Wouldn't surprise me, but, you know, we've been surprised so often throughout this postseason in so many ways and so many times. I'm not sure too many things will surprise me. After all, we're talking about a Golden Knights franchise that got to the final in its first year, and now two final appearances in a span of six. Of course, the Panthers had gotten to the final back in 96 in just 3 years, so they're like all kinds of craziness. It's fun. I would say, Doug, that Bruce Cassidy's message to the team going into Game 6 against Dallas was, we're not chasing matchups. We're not going to worry about those kinds of things. He trusts each line, each pair against anybody on the other side. And what happened? They came out and played one of the most complete games in franchise playoff history, and the fourth line was instrumental in that. They were so solid in their own zone. Aiden Hill gets the shutout. No disrespect to Aiden Hill. It was one of his easier games because the team was so good in front of him. The Dallas Stars don't have the snarl that the Panthers have. There was a little bit more of the, you know, that extracurricular stuff in the Edmonton series. There was more bad blood there. You know, the Knights and Panthers, I'm not sure, have all that much history. So is the snarl built in? It might be contrived. Rod Gogutis, full disclosure, I'm a huge fan. He and I were in Syracuse together a decade ago, and I thoroughly enjoy watching him play. But as we know, he can get under the skin of opposing players. Nick Cousins was here with the Golden Knights, can get under the skin of opposing players. I love guys like that. So maybe that is a component of this series that was not a component of the Knights-Dallas series. And as partly a result, there were very few power plays either way. The Knights special teams numbers are not good. One of their best penalty kill outings, they actually gave up three goals in a game on the kill, but they only gave up one during a five-minute major. So as ironic as that sounds, it's true. And the Knights are simply best at five-on-five, and that's partly how they closed out the Dallas Stars. But when the Knights are rolling all four lines, and that's what happens when you play five-on-five, you get everybody involved. Boy, they are a force.
Dan Duva, radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, here with us to help us open up the show and set the table for tonight's Game 1. It's the Panthers and the Golden Knights in Vegas. Stanley Cup Final gets going tonight. Dan, thank you very much for stopping by. Congratulations on another Western Conference championship, and best of luck to you. I know this is a thrill for both of us to be in this situation and to be up there looking down the press box to see you in there. Like I said, we have the history going back to the AHL All-Star Game. Fun stuff, and it's going to be a huge thrill, I know, for me, and I'd imagine for you too.
Oh, thank you very much, Doug, and same to you. Congratulations to you and the Panthers and the Panthers fans too. I mean, it is a community achievement when something like this happens, and just chatting with some of the folks around here today who've been in the league a long time, pretty neat to have two franchises that are pretty good destinations for media types to go visit in Las Vegas and South Florida. So thank you very much, and looking forward to a great series.
8 o'clock tonight, the puck drops. 7 o'clock, we start our extended pregame coverage on 560 WQAM. Network pregame show begins at 7:30 tonight. Lots of different places you can tune in. Again, the NHL app, if you want to take all the guesswork out of it, that's your one-stop shop. You can go there, find it very easily. Sirius XM, Sirius 138, XM 220, 932 on the app. So lots of different places you can tune in. And you can go to the watch party, FLA Live Arena. Doors open at 6:30. It's presented by our friends at Funky Buddha. And FloridaPanthers.com is your place to go for all the information on that. Huge thanks, Dan Duva, for stopping by. Coming up next segment, Mike Rupp from NHL Network going to stop by. We've got a conversation coming up with the former New Jersey Devil, among other places. Won a Stanley Cup as a member of the New Jersey Devils. Scored one of the biggest goals in Devils franchise history as well. So we'll talk to Mike Rupp about this matchup coming up on the other side of the break as the Panthers Insider Show continues. Doug Plagans here with you on a Saturday morning. It's the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always. Big thanks, Dan Duva, radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, for taking some time out for us last segment to help us preview the Stanley Cup Final. Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights getting things going tonight at 8 Eastern. Dan took us behind enemy lines there a little bit, talking about the matchup. So lots to get to. We've been talking about it for a while now. Tonight, Game 1, Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's coming up this evening as the Panthers get the Stanley Cup Final started. And, well, 8 o'clock Eastern is the face-off. 7:30, Panthers preview on the radio network. 7 o'clock, we will start our extended pregame coverage for Game 1. That's going to be on 560 WQAM for our listeners in South Florida on 560 WQAM, our flagship home. And also, folks, a watch party for Game 1 tonight. The hunt continues. Come catch your cats at the watch party tonight at FLA Live Arena, presented by Funky Buddha. Drink specials, giveaways, and more. The party starts at 6:30 p.m. Get your tickets now, floridapanthers.com. So a watch party tonight at FLA Live Arena, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha. Don't miss it. And floridapanthers.com, of course, has all the information. All the information about the Panthers in the Stanley Cup playoffs and Stanley Cup final, of course, as well. FloridaPanthers.com/playoff central. That's where to go. And, well, when you get out to the Panthers playoff games or the watch parties, you want to make sure you have the best Panthers gear. FLATeamShop.com. That's where to go to secure your Panthers playoff swag today. Hats, tees, hoodies, and much more. Shop these exclusive items at FLATeamShop.com. Well, again, big thanks to Dan Duva for stopping by last segment. Coming up next segment, we'll have some sound from the Panthers on Media Day ahead of Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Media Day was yesterday. Had a chance to catch up to a number of the Panthers, so we'll hear some of that coming up on the other side of the break. But first, let's get to hearing from NHL Network analyst, Stanley Cup champion Mike Rupp. Had a great conversation with him. The first thing I asked Mike Rupp was about this matchup and what excites him as far as the Panthers and the Golden Knights meeting in the Stanley Cup Finals concerned.
I love it because obviously different paths, different seeding coming into the playoffs. But I love it for both markets. And I think on this side of it too, when you're done playing, you pay attention to some other things even off the ice and what it means for the communities and the hockey in those communities. This is huge, and it's growing hockey. That's what we always want, right? And great stories with Vegas having four times in the last 6 years in the conference finals. I mean, that's incredible. So they've created quite the hockey market here, and the Panther story. I mean, this is one of the more ridiculous stories I've seen in sports. And how do you not root for them? You know, that's what's tough. It's like you sit there, and I'm supposed to kind of call it down the middle, but I'm like, I love what these guys are doing. You know, they play with this gumption, this passion. They step up in big moments. Not everything's perfect, but they find a way to get it done. And I think that's going to be big for South Florida.
And a couple things there going off what you just mentioned, and you've played in the big games, you won a Stanley Cup, but to see the way this Panthers team responds in the tight games and the way they're so comfortable in the overtime periods, for example, when you look at the way they're constructed, when you look at the just the air about them, what is it that lends itself to playing in those tight games, having success in those tight games? Maybe situations when a lot of other teams would be uncomfortable, they are comfortable.
Yeah, that's playoff hockey. And playoff hockey is the ability to feel comfortable being uncomfortable, if that makes sense at all. You're going to be made uncomfortable. That's legitimately the only, that is what the other team's job is, to make you uncomfortable. So you embrace it. You know, I mean, that's fine, but how are we going to get the momentum back? How are we going to have a shift here that's going to change that? They have done a great job of making the opponents uncomfortable, and I feel like teams that think they are something, whether this is what we do, when you are thrown off of that, maybe you can't do what you normally do, that's where you start stretching yourself a little bit. You start trying to get outside your game, and that's where you turn the puck over. And I think the Panthers are like, hey, you know what? We might get punched in the chin here on this, you know, this period, or we may have gotten kind of knocked back a little bit, but we're going to do our thing. We're not going to chase the game. We're going to work our way and claw our way back into it, and I think that's their biggest strength.
How much of that confidence that they have comes from Sergei Bobrovsky in your mind, the way he's been rolling along here lately? I know there's No greater force or X factor in a playoff series than a goaltender who simply just raises his game to otherworldly status like we've seen.
Yeah, I mean, that helps in what I'm saying, where you can have a period where you're outplayed, maybe you're down, maybe the shots are heavily in favor of the other team, and you have to make sure you're toeing that line of not changing what you do and not trying to win the game on the next shift. And having a goaltender back there that you know that score is probably not going to get more lopsided, or they're not going to run away with it more. That allows you to believe in just being patient. You know, patience is not going to be there if you're like, this can go sideways real quick. Panthers don't have to worry about that because they've got goaltending. They've got that in place where they could just say, hey, it might take us 20 minutes, might take us 30 minutes, but we're going to get back into this game, and they're not going to score many more goals.
Matthew Tkachuk, what he's been able to do on this run, scoring the overtime winners he's got. Game four against Carolina may as well have been an overtime winner, but came with so little time left on the clock. That it factor that he's got about him, how do you explain it, and how big is it from a fan perspective, people watching the game, to see a personality like Matthew's got showing through on this playoff run?
We have things we measure players in, and a lot of that's stats-driven, obviously, but there's a category that I hold near and dear. And have experienced it, and it's having a little bit of the blank you in the way you approach things. And if you're a depth player, a superstar, if you've got that, you can have success in the playoffs. And there's a lot of great players in this league, phenomenal players, players that will probably be Hall of Famers, that don't have that. It's not in their blood. It's not in their DNA. They haven't found that. I think that holds them back, and maybe that's why they don't win cups, or they because the superstars are what lead. That they're the compass guys. Everyone's looking to them. Mm-hmm. So when your superstar plays with that blank you, mm-hmm. you follow, because if there's a guy that doesn't need to play that way, it's him. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be for guys like me, like the bottom of the lineup guys that are supposed to be scratch clawing and grabbing their way to try to play and stay in the lineup. But when your stars are playing with that and they don't care and they're going to tick people off and they're going to go and kind of throw gasoline on the fire, you've got that from your star players. Now you're cooking with gas, and that's what Matthew Tkachuk's bringing.
Mike Rupp from NHL Network here with us. Mike, looking at the Vegas Golden Knights, what makes them a challenging opponent here in this one? I know they've got a deep lineup, a goalie who's been playing well, well-coached team over there. If you're looking at Vegas, what makes them a tough task here?
They don't beat themselves, and that means, you know, they're not going to overly turn the puck over. They're not going to try to win the game in one shift. They're going to just do what they do, and they've got four lines. Their depth is a problem. And so I think that that's something where you've got to be patient. That goes to what we're saying. The Panthers have been that. They haven't let those things bother them up to this point. It's got to be a lot of the same, because when you look back in the series, Carolina got frustrated. Carolina started trying to do things that's out of their character because we need to solve this goaltender. We need more shots. We need more of this. That fed right into the Panthers' game plan, right? So I don't think Vegas is going to do that. So you got to be patient. And it might be tough. You might have moments of, where you're not getting a ton of chances. But just stay the course, and that's the biggest thing. Their structure has been a problem for every team up to this point.
And the last thing here for you, Mike, coming into a tough building. The Panthers played Boston, Toronto, Carolina, all loud buildings. We know what it's going to be like when the puck drops for game one here in Las Vegas. If you're the Panthers coming into a tough environment, I know just keep doing what they're doing can be a part of the recipe, but how do you channel that positively when it's going to be a raucous wild environment here in Vegas for game one?
I think it's the standpoint. I'm sure that Matthew Tkachuk would probably be saying something on those lines where it's new blood to piss off. You know, like, I think that you sit there. I think that this team likes to be the villain and go into the other team's barn and be a villain. Well, here you go. You're going to have a full, loud place here in Vegas, great fan base, and you can send them home ticked off. For me as a player, that got me going on the road. And I don't know, I see that stuff in this Panthers team, so I think they'll look at it that way.
Unique way of being the villain, but also a very likable team.
Yes, very likable villain.
Stone Cold Steve Austin type qualities.
Yes, yes.
About the Mike Rupp NHL Network. Thanks for stopping by here today.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Big thanks to Mike Rupp from NHL Network for stopping by to chat with us about the matchup, about the Stanley Cup Final coming up tonight, 8 Eastern. Of course, had that conversation with Mike Rupp at Media Day yesterday. And speaking of Media Day, we've got some sound coming from your Florida Panthers on the other side of the break, so stick around for that. I had a chance to catch up to a few of the guys yesterday at Media Day, again, ahead of Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, which is tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7:30 pregame across the radio network, and a 7 o'clock extended pregame coverage beginning on 560 WQAM. Again, 7 o'clock for that, so be sure to join us this evening. Doug Plagan's with you again. Big thanks, Mike Rupp, for stopping by, taking some time out for the show. We've got more coming your way next right here on the Panthers Insider Show. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider. Oh, Doug Plagan's here with you. One more segment to go here on this edition. Big thanks to NHL Network's Mike Rupp for stopping by last segment. Great to catch up with him. And back in our first segment, Dan Duva, radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, kind enough to stop by and help us open the show and preview tonight's matchup, taking us behind enemy lines a little bit, giving us the Vegas perspective, talking all things Stanley Cup Final. Again, Doug Plagan's here with you. Time to hear what the Panthers players are saying heading into this Stanley Cup Final. Yesterday was Media Day, held at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas, where, of course, Game 1 will start tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. We're on the air, by the way, 7 o'clock with Panthers preview on 560 WQAM, the local edition, the network edition at 7:30. You can join us on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, also on 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys with pregame coverage at 7:30. Puck drop shortly after 8 o'clock. Panthers and the Golden Knights in Vegas, Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Of course, Game 2 coming up on Monday night in Vegas, 8 Eastern. Then the series will shift back to Sunrise for Game 3. All the Panthers Stanley Cup Final information can be found at floridapanthers.com/playoffcentral. Get your Panthers gear, flateamshop.com. That's where to go to get your Panthers playoff swag today. Hats, tees, hoodies, and more. Shop these exclusive items at flateamshop.com. And the hunt continues. Catch your cats at the watch party tonight, FLA Live Arena, presented by Funky Buddha. Drink specials, giveaways, and more. The party starts at 6:30. Get your tickets at floridapanthers.com. Well, let's get into hearing from what the Panthers players had to say yesterday at Stanley Cup Final Media Day. First up, had a little chat with Nick Cousins of the Panthers, and the first thing that he talks about is, well, the Panthers, they're ready to drop the puck.
I think just speaking for a majority of the boys, I think everyone's kind of excited to get going. I think it's been a long way off, but the guys are rested, recharged, and we're ready to go.
Coming in here, it's going to be a loud building when the puck drops, but you guys have played in Boston to open a series. You opened up a series in Toronto. You opened up a series in Carolina. Does that experience you guys have gotten on this playoff run help you here going into this final, starting on the road?
No, I think it does for sure. I think, obviously, going back to the Boston, that's a unbelievable environment to play in. So much energy that they play in front of. And then Toronto, obviously the hockey mecca of the world, if you want to say. And then Carolina's probably the loudest building, I'd say, in the NHL. And definitely went in there and did some hostile environments and got some wins. So that's what we're looking to do here.
Enough of that. Does it feel like you guys have done a pretty good job finding comfort maybe in situations when a lot of other teams would be uncomfortable? I mean, you guys at close games, on the road, overtime, you guys seem to thrive in these situations where, like I said, other teams might not be comfortable.
Yeah, it almost seems like we play a little bit better. We've been playing playoff hockey since probably January, so we're accustomed to that. But at the same time, I think, we've played in so many one-goal games, right? It seems like, it has been. And then that's only going to benefit us here coming into this series. And it's nice to be on the road with the guys. Everybody's together. Everybody's, enjoying meals together and stuff like that. And it kind of brings the group closer together. And it seems like we almost thrive when the more hostile the environment is and the louder it is, that's usually when we're at our best.
And it seems like you always hear the Vegas defense, they're physical, they like to clear the front of the net, big guys back there. For you guys on the forecheck, what's the key going up against a big physical group of D like that?
Yeah, to probably be physical right back to them. I think, they got 6D that are big, rangy. They can move the puck well, they can skate well, and we got to make sure that we're on top of them and, playing physical when we need to be, but making sure that we're forechecking in our structure and, taking away their time and space and getting in lanes when we're there to check in the defensive zone.
Always great catching up with Nick Cousins there. Here's Panthers defenseman Josh Mahura, says the team is just excited to get this series going.
Yeah, I know it's obviously really exciting.
I can't say I remember much from
it's just like people. We had obviously a little bit of a long wave, but to finally be here now is just it's kind of settling in and everyone's just really excited.
How much when this is going on do you tell yourself to it's okay to take some of it in? I know the games are obviously as big as they can get and the stage is as big as it can get, but to sit there and let yourself take it in, you're in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, no, I think it's obviously important, but we've talked about it. It's obviously a business trip for us, and we're here to do one thing. And we've done a great job of not getting caught up in any of that, what we're doing, where we're at throughout the playoffs. We're just here, showing up, ready to play game one, and we're excited about it.
How do you feel that going through Boston, Toronto, Carolina, loud buildings can prepare you for what you'd imagine is going to be a loud one here when this gets going?
Absolutely. It's part of the best thing about playoff hockey is playing in these kind of atmospheres. So obviously we're anticipating that tomorrow and we're excited about it.
Defending against the Vegas Golden Knights, obviously they've got a pretty deep offensive attack. For you guys sticking to your defensive structure, what's going to be the biggest key?
Yeah. We've talked about, honestly, we feel comfortable in our team game and, regardless of who we're playing, nothing overly changes for us in that sense. They obviously got guys that you definitely got to watch out for and, got to be alert when they're on the ice. But, they got great depth from their forwards to their Ds. So their whole team and different lines bring different things. So, every minute of the game is important.
And how important have some of the veteran presences in your room been? Guys who have been on deep runs, guys who've won Stanley Cups. How much have they meant to this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always huge to have guys with the experience and guys helping in the locker room. And, a lot of behind the scenes things that a lot of people don't see, but it definitely doesn't go unnoticed in the room, and it's been huge for each and every guy.
Panthers defenseman Josh Mahura there. Here's forward Ryan Lomberg, says the team's comfortable opening up a playoff series on the road. Remember, they've done that in each round so far. Panthers, they've been pretty good on the road, to say the least. Here's what Ryan Lomberg had to say about the team being comfortable on the road to start the series.
Yeah, exactly. I think, on the road, teams resort to almost playing a more simple game. So I think, especially with the time off we've had, I think that's going to play right into our wheelhouse. We're going to keep things simple. And, obviously the energy, you can feel the energy. So even if it's for the opposing team, you can still feed off of the energy in the building. So we're looking forward to it.
You talk about feeling the energy. Is it okay at times to sit there and say it's all right to take in the moment here? Because it is the Stanley Cup final. It's a special thing for everybody.
Yeah, I think you have to, right? Like, I look back to the four overtime game in Carolina, and, it gave us a little bit of extra juice and a little bit of extra gas, staying light and almost, just taking a step back and being like, this is pretty crazy to be a part of, right? Instead of sitting in the locker room thinking about how hard it is, you're sitting around thinking about how cool it is. So it's definitely important to keep that in mind and take a step back and realize that, this is a very cool situation to be a part of.
Now, early in this one, what's going to be the biggest key when the puck drops? It's going to be a loud building, a lot of energy. Obviously, you want to manage those emotions. What's going to be the biggest thing early to establishing your game the way that you want to?
Yeah, I think, we just got to keep it simple. As cliche as it is, we can't get ahead of ourselves. We don't want to try and break it open and it to be run and gun. We want to come fast, we want to come structured, and we want to come hard.
And you like playing the physical game. The word with their defense is they clear the front of the net. They don't give you a lot of space out there. When you go up against a group like that, what's the biggest thing you have to keep in mind to get to those tough areas when there might be even less space to work with than normal?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's kind of what our group embraces. We've never really done things the easy way this year, right? So it's going to be hard, but that's really the only way it's meant to be anyway. So we're looking forward to it.
And here's Panthers forward Colin White, talking about the feeling of getting to Vegas, knowing it's time for the Stanley Cup Final.
Super exciting to get here yesterday and just feel the buzz and being on the plane, and kind of we've been waiting for it for a long time here, so it's super exciting to get here.
When you got on the ice for practice, did it feel different at all, knowing that this is it, this is what you guys have played for?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it really starts to set in, and you get comfortable out there, and it's just fun to get out there and be with each other, and it's just a good time.
What do you expect it to feel like when you guys get on the ice for game one? Obviously, a loud building. You guys are no strangers to playing in loud buildings here in this playoff run, but what do you expect it to feel like, and is it okay to let yourself take it in for a minute, knowing that it's the Cup Final?
Yeah, I think definitely have some chills. You know, it's a pretty special experience anytime you get to get there. And never been here, so it's going to be really exciting. And you know, I think I'll have some family here too that'll be pretty special for them, and just the whole experience. But for us, it's just taking it game by game, not blowing it out of proportion too much.
And you guys are experienced starting series on the road. How do you think that benefits you? You know what it's like to have to go on the road to start off a playoff series against a good team.
Yeah, just to get away from the distractions and things like that. It's you know, we're just together and enjoying each other's company, so I think that really helps. And I think we're good at just putting distractions out of the way.
And if you guys are going to establish your team game the way that you'd like to early in game one, what's it going to take? What's going to be the biggest key?
Yeah, I think just play the way we've been playing. You know, don't do anything too special. Forecheck, just take it game by game, and good things will come from that.
So great to hear from Panthers forward Colin White, and of course great to hear from all the Panthers had a chance to catch up with yesterday, media day at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, as the Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights get set for the 2023 Stanley Cup Final. Game one coming up tonight. And apologies if it was loud in there. There was a lot going on in that media day room. And of course you had all the Golden Knights come in and speak to the media. And then of course the Panthers practiced, and then the Panthers all came out and held their media availability. So it was a great afternoon yesterday at T-Mobile Arena. Got to hear from a lot of the different players and coaches who are going to be involved in the upcoming Stanley Cup Final. And, well, we don't have to wait too much longer, because the series gets going tonight. The puck drops at 8 Eastern. So 8 o'clock Eastern, and actually the entire series, the puck drops at 8 o'clock Eastern. So that part of it is easy for 8 o'clock Eastern for every game of the Stanley Cup Final. We will be on the air with the network edition of Panthers Preview tonight at 7:30. So if you're tuned in on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, if you're tuned in on 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, and of course on 560 WQAM, our flagship home in South Florida, you can hear the network edition of Panthers Preview at 7:30. Billy Lindsay and I, along with Kevin Rogers, will get you set for everything tonight. And mentioning our flagship home, 560 WQAM, you can hear the extended local edition of Panthers Preview beginning at 7 p.m. for every game of the Stanley Cup Finals. So you have that to look forward to as well. We get things going over an hour before puck drop, extended pregame on 560 WQAM. So we will have all kinds of sound and everything you need to get ready for the game as we get set for game one tonight. Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, Stanley Cup Final action this evening. Again, I'll be on the call with Billy Lindsay, Kevin Rogers. We'll have everything covered from back in the studio tonight. So lots to get to tonight. It'll be game one of the Stanley Cup Final. Game two coming up on Monday night from right here in Las Vegas. Again, an 8 o'clock Eastern start time for that. And if you're tuning in tonight, if you can't get to the watch party at FLA Live Arena, if you're going to be out and about, 560 WQAM in South Florida, our flagship home, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, of course, SiriusXM app and streaming channel 932 on your app. You can always find us there. You can also find us at channel 220 on your XM radio, your Sirius radio 138, so you can find us there. The NHL app also takes all the guesswork out of it, the free Odyssey app. So many different places to consume your Panthers hockey. The Panthers head into the 2023 Stanley Cup Final tonight. That's going to do it for this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Big thanks to all the players I caught up with yesterday at Media Day. Also, NHL Network's Mike Rupp for stopping by last segment. And back in our opening segment, big thanks to Dan Duva, radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, for helping us set the table and open the show. Lots of great stuff throughout this program this morning. And, of course, we'll be on the air at 7 o'clock on 560 WQAM, 7:30 across the network. Puck drops at 8 tonight. The Stanley Cup Final begins. 8 Eastern. Panthers in Vegas taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for tuning in. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.